Yeah, when you're talking about a player like Lonnie, you know that a shooting percentage like that is not going to stay. League average for teams anyways, and then for players, winds up being in the 8.5 range. And when you're talking about an elite shooter like this, it won't be surprising to see him regress positively to something like 9 or 10%. So those goals are going to come. You just hope that he's creating the chances that he can convert. And so far, that's been the case. I think, you know, if fans are looking for something really encouraging about Lonnie so far, the sort of one number catch-all stat that we like, the talking point is WAR, or wins above replacement. And that just takes all the contributions the player's making on offense, defensively, power plays, drawing penalties, all of the things that we know really matter, and you can distill it into one number. And when you look at the Winnipeg Jets so far this season, Patrick Lonnie leads the team in WAR so far, which is really interesting because Lonnie struggled heavily last year, ultimately wound up, I believe, as a negative overall player because of some of the deficiencies that were going on in his game. Right now, he's the top for the team, which is just super encouraging. So even if the goals aren't there yet, we know he's creating the offensive opportunities. And when you have an elite talent like Lonnie over the course of a season, the conversion will come. The goals are going to come. And so you just hope that he keeps playing the way that he is and trust that the talent that he has is going to play out as the season goes on.